There once was a man who didn't have a job. His days were long and boring, but he had tried to find work. After all, he had children to support. But there just wasn't any work to be had. No one was hiring. So he spent a lot of time hanging around the construction areas, hoping someone would need some extra help. Early every morning, this man would hit the new construction site in town. It was huge. He was hoping that he could find work doing anything. Maybe help with landscaping, picking up trash, sweeping houses, doing anything, just something. But it seemed that no one was hiring. By noon, his chances for the day were getting slim as the workday was already half over. You can't get a decent full day's wage, and you can't get decent work out of somebody if they start at noon. And by 3 o'clock, he had given up completely, so he found a shady spot. He sat down, thought about what he would say when he got home that evening. Another day of not working. Another day of bringing nothing back. Another day coming home empty to his wife and kids. But around 5 o'clock, the man walks up to him and wants to hire him. The unemployed worker quickly thought about it. Quitting time was only an hour away. But it's still better to get paid for just 1 hour than nothing at all. So he went with his new boss to an area of freshly landscaped houses where the newly hired man was put to work. His job was to put mulch around the base of the trees and also to water them so that it didn't dry up and die. And if there were dead leaves on those trees, he would snip them off so they looked really nice for the new homeowners. But before he could even begin with his tasks and get his hands a little dirty, it was quitting time. His workday was finished. Other workers came out from among the houses to see the boss and get their pay. The boss asked everyone to line up. The people who were hired last that day were at the front of the line and were paid first. The man wasn't too thrilled about the money he was expecting to get. After all, he had only worked that 1 hour. But when he held out his hand, something odd happened. He didn't get paid for 1 hour. He got paid for a whole day's work. "There must be a mistake," he said to the boss. "You hired me only an hour ago, but you paid me for a whole day's work. You paid me for work that I didn't even do." The boss replies, "You're right. I have paid you for something that you haven't done. But I wanted to be generous to you. Go home, feed your family, enjoy your evening. This is a gift." So with his mouth hanging open in surprise and a puzzled look on his face, the man said thank you and went home to his family. What an odd story. Things like this just don't happen. At least it never happened to me when I worked construction. And it shouldn't happen. No one should be paid for 10 hours of labor when they only work 1 hour. That man didn't earn his money. He didn't deserve to get what the boss had paid him. The other workers were out in the hot sun all day long. Their clothes were drenched with sweat. Their hands were cracked and bleeding from shoveling dirt all the day. They had earned their money. They had earned their pay. But this man who had only worked an hour, was paid the same for a full day's work. If the boss was a fair boss, he should have given each worker only what they had earned. If he was a fair boss, he should have paid the man who worked for only 1 hour enough money to cover that 1 hour. That's how the world works, isn't it? We have to play fair. But if you work by the hour, you get paid for the time that you work, not a minute more or a minute less. It's a very fair system. You punch the proverbial time clock and you know exactly how much you'll get paid at the end of the day. But not everyone in this world works by a proverbial time clock. As a new Christians, we sometimes stand before God with our dropped jaw and with our puzzled look on our face, and we ask, God, what are you giving me? I don't deserve even the life that I have. I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. I've done terrible things in my life, even the little things that I mess up time and time again. And they have made me realize how disgusting I must be in your sight. I haven't loved you with my whole heart. Really, do I treat my neighbor or my coworkers the way I would like to be treated? When we hand God our time card and say, look, God, here is what I've done. Here's the work that I've put in. But on the other hand, there are so many, many times that I've failed. In fact, as I look more and more at this time card, I realize that I haven't done anything for you at all. All I've done really is slept on the job. But God reaches out to us. He takes that time card and he tears it up. Then God hands us back something that is much greater than a full day's pay. He hands us back something we could never dream of having. Here, he says, here is my life. Here is my life for yours. Here is a new life for you right now and a new life for you after you die. Yes, you didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. But I want to give it to you anyway. I want to give it to you because it is something you could never earn for yourself. And just like the man that worked for only 1 hour in our story, we are shocked. It's hard to believe. But the boss is happy to give us this gift. The boss in the story was happy to be able to show kindness to a poor man who only worked 1 hour. After all, he had a family to feed. He had children who needed clothes. He had debts to be paid, just like everyone else. How generous of the boss to help this man out. He was able to do it. He wanted to do it. And when that hired man stretched out his hand to be paid, he wasn't given what was fair. He wasn't given what he deserved. He wasn't given what he earned. He was given so much more. He was given what he needed. For those of us who have worked the whole day, bore the brunt of noonday sun, there's no need for us to talk about fairness or be jealous that someone is getting something different or more than you are. God does not give any worker what they truly deserve. He does not give you what's fair. Because what any of us deserve and what's fair is eternal life in hell. Instead, he gives you what you do not deserve, what is not fair. And what is not fair is that Jesus died for you on the cross. God gives you forgiveness of sins and eternal life with him, paid for by his only Son. So why grumble about who has done what and for how long? Instead, praise your God as a gracious, merciful, generous God. Now, the man in the story couldn't help but telling others about his generous boss. It was too good of news to keep to himself. And he encouraged others to come and meet the boss and work for him, to be part of this family of workers. That too is our role, to invite others to hear the good news of Jesus Christ and believe in him. Life is about more than a daily wage. It's about receiving the gift of forgiveness and working for the one who died for us so that others can be set free from sin, from death, from the devil. This morning, I encourage you, take this story to heart. Tell others about our generous, merciful, loving God. And to him be the glory. Amen.